Hello and welcome to Real Conversations with Mona Cooley, family support advocate and founder of Cool Family Solutions. This family-focused podcast will encourage, educate, and empower your whole family. These are real stories on tough topics from families facing mental health issues. Learn strategies about real-life situations that your family can use every day in every part of your life. Let's get started with today's Real Conversation with Mona Cooley.
Welcome to Real Conversations, powered by Tenacious Living Network. Today, we will explore the process of flipping skills. Flipping skills, what does that mean? Well, you know, you have skills that you use every day, and they're done the same way because they've been working. Then, all of a sudden, something isn't working, and you're not sure why it's not working, and why isn't it not as effective as it was before? Well, this means that there needs to be adjustments, but we don't know what to change. So we continue on doing the same thing over and over again. This is where it helps when somebody else hears you or can give you feedback on what you're saying, just to give you an idea of what maybe to change. It makes a difference. I know that when people come to groups and they've been working with their loved one, and lots of times they thought, well, this isn't working. I don't know what to do. And they're frustrated. Well, of course you're frustrated because you do want it to work. So when you get the feedback and hear the tone and the differences of what you can do, you think, oh, and you know, lots of times it's a little tweaking. You know, recently my business coach was talking to me and it was something that I said and she tweaked it and it was just so simply said and then I got it and it makes a huge difference. So lots of times we need to have others hear what we're saying and how we're saying it. And so lots of times with this, in our communication, there's several pieces to it. There's the listening, there's the responding, expressing, tone, and silence. All those pieces are involved. And you know, lots of times we don't be quiet at times and hear what is being said or think about what we're saying or stop to think of what, hey, maybe I need to do something different because this really isn't working. So think of a situation that has not been resolved. What could you improve? Reflect on the different difficult situation. Ask yourself, am I listening? And if I am listening, how do I respond and express those thoughts back to that person? What is the tone of my voice? Is it curt and forthright, or is it soft and endearing and caring? Are you doing more talking than being silent so you hear what is being said? Flipping the communication into the little pieces so you can check what part needs changing will give you a starting point. Lots of times, the best way is to test it. And that's what I say to individuals when I'm working with them. I say, you know what? Here's an idea. And lots of times what we'll do is role play. And then they get to hear it and experience it. And that role playing makes a huge difference. And I have heard it many times that they didn't know the tone of their voice or how they were saying it or how it was coming across. So test it and see what you could do different and learn from these tips of what you can do. You know, communication could be your strength. Then apply those skills to your difficult situation or problem solving. If boundaries are difficult for you, flip it around and be curious. What is involved in setting boundaries, such as not accepting what is coming forth to me, or not accepting the behavior, being consistent, drawing a line and following through are all the parts that we maybe need to take a look at. There are many examples of communication issues. The sad part is so many relationships are hanging by a thread. They're at a point of, do I stay in this relationship or do I keep going? Most times, each is very nervous to say what they are thinking, and they shut down and nothing is said. Eventually, one small incident happens, causing a conflict, and words are expressed that hurt each other. You've heard me talk about those stuffed emotions that sometimes come out in our communication or that frustration. It is painful living in a relationship that has limited happy moments and mostly conflict. Real conversation is applied at one small step at a time. Lots of times, these real conversations can bring relief and also tears to the eyes. As I mentioned, the group role plays that used at group have been extremely valuable to the individuals because they get to hear what they're saying to their loved ones, and then they get somebody else to play back what that sounded like or hearing a different response, and it makes a huge difference for them. One evening at group, the participants were asked one question. What is happening? They all sat there and thought, is that it? I said, yeah. Tell me what's happening. It was so interesting from that point on. So they just shared what was on their mind. I wasn't asking them a specific question, how did you feel, what did you think, or any of those things. What is happening? That evening unfolded so differently to what I expected, and the participants felt the same way. They went deeper than they did before in their conversations of what they really felt and thought, but they got to express it of where they were at and what was happening in their life and what they were doing, whether it was good or it wasn't so good. But they started to express more and more. And that simple question opened up the door, and it's relaxing. You know, think about it yourself. If you ask, somebody asks you, how do you feel? Oh, I'm fine. Or what are you thinking? Oh, you know, things are not so good, but I'll get over it. Whatever the comment is, but asking what's happening doesn't put any barriers or blockages around it. You can say, you know what, I had a great day today. Things were going so well and smoothly. When I was driving to work, there was green lights all the way, and I got to work and it was full of energy. So they get to share whatever is happening. And it's so much more relaxing than asking those difficult questions. The floodgates that opened that night of everybody is where they were and their most inner thoughts and feelings, it was empowering. It was the relief on their faces. And there was times there were tears of joy of just releasing it and getting it off their chest. That is huge because, again, when we're dealing with a lot of stuff, how can we have these real conversations? And so, well, you see, this is about how we flip communication around. There's lots of times we can do tiptoeing and we tiptoe around the issue and we don't get to the point and we spend a lot of time doing that, but that isn't helpful. But you can make it simple by asking that question. What is happening? The honest conversation is about expressing without blaming, using the I statements. recently in helping a family with their situation with their loved one. It was a very serious situation. And he was in the hospital and they weren't getting anywhere. There was just more conflict going on. And they said they just didn't know what to do anymore. They were so frustrated. And so we talked about two things. First was, I said, express what you're feeling using I statements. I feel this way when this is happening. Or I'm concerned about you not feeling better and I don't understand what's happening. Could you explain that to me? Whatever it is, but use the I statements. And then the other part was, because they were sharing what was on their mind and it didn't seem like real life experience. There was more delusion going on than the reality. And they were trying to say, no, that isn't the way it is. Well, just listen and see what they're saying and just reflect back. Is this what I understood you to say? And you can also say, and I know I had individuals in groups say this, is, you know, I don't see it that way. But that's okay. But you're listening to them and hearing them. Their report back after using these two techniques, they said the conflict stopped and the loved one felt heard and started expressing more. And they got to having more conversation about it. And the family got more curious about the situation. This made a huge difference to them. Now imagine within that short period of time, those two techniques and how you can flip things around. And they were trying to do it. But of course, if you don't know what to do different, then it's difficult to do that. So it's important to have these honest conversations and putting your feelings and thoughts out on the table and everyone hear each other by using these I statements. One participant decided to try it. Nervous, but decided to try it. She came back the next week and she said it was such a huge difference by asking that simple question, what is happening, and listening. And her partner started to express what they felt back, and vice versa. It was really good conversation. And that was the beginning. Now, I'm not saying that they all go smoothly. No, there's ups and downs and bumps with it. But when you're learning something new and different, it can be. But keep it as simple as possible. When we come back from the break, we will explore the process of flipping your skills.
You are not alone. If you are a family caregiver and your loved one suffers from mental illness or addiction, even daily life can leave you feeling isolated and helpless. You don't have to feel alone. Real Conversations Peer Support. Group sessions for family caregivers. Provide strategies and skills that really work. Visit coolfamilysolutions.com for more information or call 1-866-903-2665.
Welcome back to Real Conversations powered by Tenacious Living Network. Today we're talking about flipping our skills. And we talked about what that flipping meant. And that flipping meant was, you know, we're going along and communication and everything is going well. However, somewhere along the way, something didn't work well. And we didn't know how to change it. So we talked about that flipping and what it looked like. So now we're going to talk about how do we implement this and start taking a look at it for our own use. The five pieces I mentioned earlier were listening and responding and expressing and tone and silence, everything that's involved with communication. And I use communication because it's one of the areas that we all need to improve on, every one of us. I find working with individuals and families, that the relationships breakdowns is about communication. And that's where it is. And when I do family meetings, I find that they've got their own interpretation of what was said, but nobody checked with the other person to see if it was that, if that was accurate. And we carry on and then we get upset because, no, that isn't it. You don't hear me. I'm frustrated. All those things happen. So we got to keep it simple. Now, listening is not simple and it's not easy at times because we got to listen and not talk. And the most important part is to be very present in listening to what that person is saying. I know that I had to learn this because it was one thing that I struggled with. I thought I was listening, and like I said, I had to flip it around because I wasn't listening. And it was about stop talking and really listen to the person, to what they're saying. You're likely missing words of what they that may make a difference or pop up. And what I mean by that pop up is this. There's times when my daughter would say something to me and she would say, I'm angry at this job that I'm doing. And I turned around and said, angry? What part of that makes you angry about your job? So I took that one little word and that made a huge difference. Now she felt heard and understood, and we explored it, and it helps her to hear feedback or insights. So paying attention to what someone is saying is telling you how to help them rather than trying to figure out what to do. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to help someone, but if we were listening and heard what they were saying and listened to their words and take a word that you could explore with them, that would make a huge difference. That reflecting back helps them to know that you were heard, and it gets clarification of understanding. So you repeat what they heard. If it wasn't right, they say, no, that isn't what I meant. Oh, so what did you mean? And then they get to say it again. This, you express it again. I remember there was times that I've had to help families really express and give that feedback. And it was one of the most difficult things they had to do. And at times they got frustrated because we don't always see the point in this. But again, when somebody feels heard and they start responding positively, isn't that a good indication that maybe it's working and it's worth taking that time? The tone of your voice tells you exactly how you are coming across. You know, you can say it, and here you could say, I feel frustrated. I'm going to use that phrase. I feel frustrated when this is happening. And then it's said in a tone that maybe somebody will hear you, but you may say it this way. I feel frustrated when this happens. So you see, there's a different tone that comes across and may not be heard. So it's how we say it with our tone. And lots of times I've had the wrong tone. Somebody thinks I'm snapping or I'm upset. And really I wasn't, but yet it came across as that way. So it's paying attention to those little pieces of what is seen and what is noticed. So let's look at a process that you can start to put into place. Take a look at a situation that keeps erupting in your life and it is not being resolved. So let's go through this one step at a time. Start by asking the question, what is happening? This opens the door for someone to express what they're saying or what they're feeling. Just general conversation. Listen to them, reflect back what you heard, and be curious about what they told you. That, taking that time, is important. I know lives are busy and we're racing around and we're running to appointments or we're running to events and activities. And this is where it gets lost. We get pushing ourselves out the door to get to all our events and activities, but somebody feels they need to be heard and they're not. And we need to stop. Just take that few seconds and be curious about it. And even if you're driving in the car and you say, you know what, let's get in the car and let's talk about this, and I want to hear more about it. Just even that phrase will make a huge difference for you. Now, when we start that conversation, they're telling about how getting together with the family was one of the best times they had, and it was this, and they wish there was more. You could say, whoa, what made that the best time to get together with the family? Well, it was that time when we played games and we laughed and we were just having fun, rather than all these other conversations about how school is going or any of those questions that come up. Want to have fun, and I want to have these relaxing moments and just enjoy each other together. Listen to what they say. You know, lots of times emotions do get involved in this about talking about it. But the thing is, we want to know what that excitement or what it is that really has them engaged in that process. And what is it that we can do to empower them? The other person that's listening. Those things right there make a huge difference. Because the more engaged they are, the more that they will tell you. So listen to what they say. Now you can use one or all these options to respond. The next step could be sharing experience or you've had that relates to a story that you have. Or ask, would you be open to hearing an idea for you to consider and wait for their answer? Or empathize, saying, it must be awful to feel anxious about waiting for the results. What is happening lets you get that conversation started in a calmer way and them telling you more about it. Individuals who have tried this have had a pleasant surprise about how the conversation leads to others telling more, and they've been able to share what they're feeling and thinking. So flipping your communication on its head with more conversation than battles of frustration or anger or stuffing your emotions is a relief. And flipping those skills into being a strength is to be curious what is involved in having effective communication, setting boundaries, or what will help us the most. Talk about this. Have these conversations. We don't sit down long enough in our times and our days to have a conversation with each other and just catch up on with what each other are doing. And you know, they don't have to be those serious conversations all the time. Let's talk about fun things or activities or, hey, world events. There's lots of that to talk about these days, and getting somebody's opinion on something. Just having general conversation. It is so important to do this. Real Conversations are powered by Tenacious Living Network. My name is Mona Cooley. I want you and your family to think about this. If what you're doing is working, keep doing it. If it is not working, do something better and different so that you get the positive results that you want.
Thanks for listening to Real Conversations with Mona Cooley, bringing you real hope and education. Visit CoolFamilySolutions.com to learn more. Send your comments and questions to info@CoolFamilySolutions.com and join us again